WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Three members of the band Talking Heads, David Byrne, Tina Weymouth, and Chris Franz, first met when they were students at the Rhode Island School of Design. But they were hardly the first rock musicians playing music when they were supposed to be painting. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, is going to tell us about a group called The Creation. They didn't stay together long, but Ed thinks their music was inspired.
Can I join your band? I'm a hippie guy, always stoning my heart.
The British invasion would have been nothing if it hadn't been for art school. Art school, as John Lennon would have been happy to tell you, was where you went if you were smart but too much of a goof-off to make the grade for the university. Art school bands were particularly important in the second wave of the British invasion. There were the Kinks, with Ray Davies' mordant pictures of the social mores of Britain, The Who, with their fashion sense and obsession with identity, and The Move, who seemed to be all looming bass and exploding drums. As the Beatles took more liberties, and the pop world discovered Bob Dylan discovering himself, boy-girl songs and bright, cheery melodies began to be overshadowed by a more abstract aesthetic. One band from this wave that's been overlooked, nearly forgotten, even by real obsessives, was The Creation, a band that I think was making music that equaled that of The Who or The Move in 1967. And I'm not alone in thinking that. I know Pete Townsend of The Who was a big fan. But try and find out anything about them. I know that their guitarist was Eddie Phillips and their vocalist was Kenny Pickett, that John Dalton, their first bass player, left to join the Kinks in 1966, and that when Eddie quit in 1968, he was replaced by Ron Wood, who went on to the Faces and the Rolling Stones. The Creation possessed a remarkable balance of sensibilities, as this song, How Does It Feel, makes plain, being a sort of cross between pop and heavy metal. Maybe they were just ahead of their times, because as far as I can discern, they never had a hit in England, although they had some success in Europe. Despite being managed by Tony Stratton Smith, who later masterminded Genesis, and despite having their records produced by Shel Talmy, who produced the Kinks, and despite a whale of a stage show, at the end, Kenny Pickett spray-painted their backdrop and set it on fire, while Eddie Phillips played his guitar with a violin bow years before Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page thought of it, The Creation remains a footnote in British rock history. Here's their biggest hit, the song where Eddie and Kenny give their thoughts on art school, Painter Man. Eddie left the band in 1969 and was last seen driving a bus in London. Kenny was rumored to have made a record with Nick Lowe in 1976, and drummer Jack Jones has disappeared. Too bad. It was some creation while it lasted.
Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.